sustainability@miele.
Hello everyone and welcome to a new episode of Sustainability at Miele, the podcast for a better tomorrow. My name is Ursula Wimms and today I would like to talk about a topic that affects us all, our food. Did you know that it takes 4 to 5 months for a potato to grow and be harvested? An apple tree takes years to bear its first fruit and, like all hard cheeses, Parmesan, a favorite among pasta lovers, needs at least 2 months to mature. And we all throw these and other foods away for various reasons. Because we have cooked or bought too much, because the apple has gone soft, or because we didn't fancy leftovers from the casserole. Does that have to be the case? Actually, we all want to live sustainably, don't we? But that includes sustainable cooking. Today, I have a guest who knows all about it, Tobias Wulfmeier, culinary manager and product trainer at VG Germany. I'd like to talk to Tobias about how we can preserve valuable food and make the best use of it. Welcome, Toby. I'm delighted to have you with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we get into the topic of food, Janko Kukolja, head of sustainability, brings us the latest news of sustainability at Miele.
125 years Miele. In celebration of our 125th anniversary, Miele reaffirms its commitment to sustainability and durability by extending the warranty for selected anniversary appliances by 125 weeks, offering customers almost 4.5 years of coverage. The special offer applies to around 50 models from the 125 Gala Edition series, emphasizing Miele's dedication to quality and long-lasting products. The extended coverage can be activated through the Miele app, making it particularly easy for customers to prolong their home appliances' lives rather than leaning into throwaway culture. Living Tomorrow. In Belgium, Miele showcases the future of cooking at Living Tomorrow, a research organization that realizes projects around living and working in the future. Their food lab, located near Brussels, integrates digital high-tech and artificial intelligence with Miele's kitchen appliances, emphasizing sustainability and innovation. The nutrition assistant and cooking companion are AI-driven prototypes that offer personalized meal planning based on preferences and dietary needs, while also promoting a sustainable and tailored cooking experience. With intelligent systems, everyone can prepare good, healthy meals in their kitchen in the future, regardless of age or prior knowledge, making healthy eating more inclusive for everyone.
Toby, you are a trained cook, a master chef, and have more than 15 years of experience in international and world-class hotels and restaurants. What is your role at Miele?
At the moment, there's a big variation of topics that I'm doing. It is training other chefs that are working for us all over Germany. Then we have cooking classes that I do as well on YouTube for VG Germany, as in cooking classes, for example, at the famous Allianz Arena. Then we have recipes that I have to look over. I have to double check with our call center agents when there are specific questions regarding our appliances. So as you can see, many topics that I have to handle.
Wow, very clear. With you, we have a real expert on the subject of cooking. But let's start with the issue of sustainability first. Toby, reduced to 3 terms, what does sustainability mean to you personally?
Definitely locally shopping, smart or clever cooking at home, like the organization of your own kitchen, and seasonal fruits and vegetables.
That goes with our topic today, sustainable cooking. This is a very important topic these days. You will agree with me, we keep hearing and reading about food waste in the media. The figures are frightening. I've read that every household in Germany throws away 78 kilograms per capita every year. In Australia, it's even over 100 kilograms per person. Isn't that terrible? Toby, you certainly didn't learn to waste food during your training as a chef, did you?
Exactly, because in hospitality or in a proper kitchen, everything you waste or you throw away is basically money in the first place. But at the end, if you think of how much food are produced in a kitchen, in a hotel kitchen, restaurant, there are so many leftovers when you think of preparing the vegetables or the fruits. And what do you do with the peels? What do you do with the leftovers that are cut away? And what we always did in kitchens is to cook a stock, a chicken stock, a vegetable stock that are used afterwards for nice sauces, for nice dressings. That was always the power of a good kitchen, to use everything, not even from nose to tail, but from the leaf to the root as well.
Well, it works in restaurants, but how does it work at home? How can you implement this at your own home?
That's a very good question. When I think of my home, because at home I'm still a normal user of the kitchen, I have the great opportunity that my twin brother, he's a gardener. And every year we come together and decide what's coming up next for the next crop. What are we going to do? What kind of salad are we going to have next year, or fruits, etc.? And when it comes to the season, when everything comes together, and everyone, if you might know this as well, if you have an apple tree, they're not just three or four apples falling down, they're kilograms, 10, 20. Last year, we had 75 kilograms of plums coming from our tree. But what do you do with it? So one thing you can do with all this massive amounts of vegetable and fruits is you can steam them and prepare them for the winter times. If you think of jars of homemade plums or pumpkins that you can spice a little bit with ginger and with chili. And during wintertime, when there's nothing really fresh on the market, you can have your own pumpkin. You can have your own marmalades, can have your own salad. Even in winter, there are salads that are growing very, very well. And one thing as well is to think over what are you going to cook the next couple of days, not just today, but what is about tomorrow and the day after tomorrow? So you can combine your kind of cooking.
Well, not everyone has an apple tree or a plum tree or a garden at all. If you want to plan your menu for the whole week, that's not as easy. Thinking in particular of people who work all day long and who may not be able to go shopping and spend an hour or more a day at the cooker, what would you recommend to those?
You're absolutely right. Even for me, after a long day coming home, I prefer the sofa more than being in the kitchen for 1 hour or more. And that's what our customers want to have as well, short and very delicious recipes. But sometimes for these nice recipes, you need to have a stock, you need to have some fruit in your fridge. And if you start to organize your kitchen, and even when you go for grocery shopping, if you think ahead a couple of days, you can spare time in your kitchen because it's already done. For example, think of a four-person household. If you buy a whole chicken or two chicken for four people, so you have one meal with two chicken breasts. Then you have another meal with two chicken legs that you can use for skewers, for example. Then you have the bones that are left over for a nice chicken soup or chicken stock. It doesn't mean that you have to eat the chicken the whole week. That's kind of boring, I know. But you can use it the week after. You can freeze it. You can keep it in your freezer until next time. Or think of pesto. You buy a basilicum, a basil on the market, and you produce a basil pesto, not just one jar, maybe three, four, five. And then you have pesto all over your summer. So it's maybe one time that you invest some time in your kitchen. But at the end, you have these fast recipes, because then it's just cooking pasta and adding your own basil pesto.